基督他自己的形象。
It is actually talking about the image of Christ。
我们如果试着把这句话，你把那个爱字拿掉，你放耶稣下去的话
，If you take out the word love and put Jesus in it。
比如说，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，我们要怎么把它转换成呢？就是耶稣是恒久忍耐，耶稣又有恩慈。
Instead of love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy. For Jesus is love, patient, Jesus is love and kind.
如果你这样读的时候，你就发现给你另外一个启示。
If you read that way, you see another dimension to it.
我们不要，我们现在今天我不是把每一句拿来讲。
I'm not going to talk about individual verses.
可是我会选一两句来讲。
I want to take a couple of them.
比如说，爱是不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
I want to talk about love is not easily angered, does not keep record of wrong.
记得吗？我们说把这个爱字换过来换成耶稣，那就是说耶稣不轻易发怒，耶稣不计算人的恶。
But Jesus does not easily anger, does Jesus does not keep record of wrong.
你有没有想到耶稣的生命里面，他在地上的33年里面怎么样表现出这一句话？
Do you know how Jesus lived out his 33 years in earth on that definition?
有没有人能够想到举一两个例子？
Anybody want to give a couple of examples of Jesus' life?
耶稣不是没有发怒啊，他有发怒，他对法利赛人或者说很不客气啊。
Jesus get angry, he got angry with the Pharisees.
可是你发现没有，当耶稣被受审要钉十字架的时候，人家怒骂他、审判他、唾弃他的时候，他没有发怒哦。
But you remember on the cross when people jeered at him, they spit at him, he was not angry.
而且到最后他不计算人的恶。
And he kept no record of people's wrong.
比如说那个彼得是最明显的例子，彼得三次不认他，可是他复活以后，他向彼得显现。
You know, we will know about Peter three times he denied Christ, but he's the one.That Jesus first appeared to after resurrection.
而且他不但原谅他，而且他还重新信托他许多新的任务。
Not only did God Jesus forgive him, he even instructed him with more tasks to do.
所以我们发现说，这个爱这个东西啊，这个字啊，我们讲的很多，在教会里面讲的很多，可是却常常我们都只摸到表面的意思。
Even though we talk so much of love in the church, we are actually only reach the superficial level.
我不记得我有没有跟你们在中间讲过第一句话，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，用这些讲过一篇道有没有
？I don't remember. Have I talked about love is patient, love is kind in your church?
有没有讲过？好像没有。
Nobody remember.
We don't remember.
那不怪你，那可能是我们没。
我们听过的道的，但是已经是谁讲的这个我都忘了。
比如说，什么叫恒久忍？什么叫忍耐
？What is patient?
我们实在，这叫忍耐吗？其实忍耐，我们很简单的讲的话，如果说我不赶不急，我爱是有时间，爱是不怕麻烦，这样的来讲的话，来双字说什么叫做忍耐？就是我有时间没有关系，慢慢来。OK， 我也不怕麻烦，你一直是我问我这些问题，小孩子一直来烦我，没有关系。我有时间，我不怕麻烦，这是忍耐的一个表现。
Patience involves a lot of time.
Not afraid of the trouble.
And not afraid of the trouble.
而且你会发现，什么叫做又有恩慈呢？
And love is kind.
我喜欢用生活化的注解，恩慈就是说我能够明白、体会你的感觉，而且我能够保护你的尊严。
Love is to sympathize with your feeling and also to protect your feeling.
因为很多时候我们听到教会里面很多人拿那个在开会的时候，就说我凭着爱心说诚实话，我要告诉你你错在哪里。
Very often we tell people in the church, I see this in love. I want to tell you honestly.
你发现没有？他有时候他没有顾到人的尊严，他没有按照圣经的原则说，我跟你中间有误会的话，我先私下找你交锋。他没有，他在会场里面，他就说我是口直心快，我要说诚实话，我是爱你，所以我讲，我不得不讲。
Yeah, very often we speak so honestly, we forget a lot about other people's feelings.
所以我们不是真的活出爱。
No, we did not live out that love.
这个例子我以后会给你们再读讲一次好了。你会发现说，耶稣有一次，我很简单的讲，耶稣有一次他 往耶利哥城去的时候，他已经在变化山上，他行了很多的神迹。他往耶利哥站去的时候，有好多的门徒跟着他走。有一次耶稣他行完了很多的神迹，很多的人跟随他。
After that, after he performed the miracle, there are so many people following Jesus.
他们崇拜耶稣。
They worship him.
他们正常一大堆人要往耶利哥城去的时候，
they all following to the city of Jericho.
突然在路旁有一个讨饭的瞎子。
They encountered a blind man by the road.
他听到耶稣要经过了。
You see, the blind man heard Jesus was passing by.
他就大声讲就是说，大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。
The blind man cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
记得有这个故事吗？
You remember the story?
结果他的门徒的反应是怎么样？
So what was the disciples response?
他的门徒怎么样？
His disciples said,
啊？
不
要讲他。Shut up! 不要出声，对不对？
Disciples, be quiet.
因为我们很忙，我们要往前面有更重要的事去做。
We are busy. We got place. We got to go.
这叫做没有时间怕麻烦，对不对？
This is no time.Fearful trouble.
就耶稣的反应怎么样呢？
包括 what Jesus respond.
耶稣说没有关系，我有时间，把他叫过来。
Jesus said, I have time. Call him here.
然后耶稣问这个乞丐说，要我为你做什么？
And Jesus talked to the man, What do you want me to do for you?
你记得什么时候什么样的人会跟你问说，要我为你做什么？
What kind of person would ask you that question?
你想今天啊。你上公司去上班了，突然你的二级经理、你的 VP、你的 President、你的大老板跑到你办公室来说：“师弟兄，要我为你做什么？”
Can you imagine your boss or the VP in the company ask you, "What can I do for you?"
你说我做错什么事？他怎么会？他是我的老板，他今天怎么会问我要我不要安慰我做什么
？You might panic. You think you did something wrong.
我们一直以为说只有无人才会问你，你去吃饭的时候。人家围着在你旁边说，先生，我能够为你做什么，对不对？
We would think this is something that somebody in a low position would ask you, what can I do for you?
耶稣他自己站在仆人的地位。
Jesus become a servant.
他问这个乞丐说，我能够为你做什么？
He asked the man, what can I do for you?
这个乞丐说，瞎子说，我要能看见。
The blind man say, I want to see.
耶稣医治了他。
Jesus healed him.
结果这个人非常感恩的说，耶稣说，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。
And Jesus also tells him, your faith has healed you. Go in peace.
你看到耶稣在这里有没有体会人的感觉？
Did you see that Jesus cared for his feeling?
这个瞎子他这么多的痛苦在讨饭，耶稣说，要我能够为你做什么？
A beggar, a blind man, hear somebody say that, what can I do for you?
这个瞎子已经被他的门徒们所有人说 be quiet, 不要吵。耶稣说，要我能够为你做什么？
A man who was despised by the disciple, yet the Jesus himself asked him, what can I do for you?
而且当这个耶稣被这个瞎子被医好了，耶稣说，你的信是你的信，救了你，你有功劳，你也有。当然我们知道不是瞎子的功劳，可是耶稣说，你的信救了你。
Afterward, Jesus tells him that it is your faith that saves you. You contribute something to the healing.
哦，亲爱的弟兄们，你看到耶稣是何等的体会我们的感觉，而且保护我们的尊严。
You can see how Jesus respects his dignity and feeling.
所以我们看这整篇不是很简单的几句话。所以今天我要把重点讲在，还是不轻易发怒。不计算人的。
I want to focus on love is not easily angered. Love is no regular wrong.
听我们读今天的主要经文，在约翰福音二十一章十三节。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, verse chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章十三节，我们要读到十七节完。十三节，约翰福音二十一章。这是耶稣复活以后向彼得的显现。
This is the Jesus after resurrection, he appeared to Peter.
那个时候彼得已经非常的痛苦，他为了他三次卖主，他觉得很愧疚，他已经又回去打鱼了。
Peter was in anguish after three times he denied Christ, so he was back fishing again.
可是耶稣没有放弃他，耶稣主动的来找他。
Jesus did not abandon him. Jesus come looking for him.
十三节这样说的，耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们。
Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them.
他们那天早上这些门徒在那里打鱼的都打了一夜没有打到什么东西。
All night they were fishing, but they did not catch anything.
可是耶稣在这里，他悄悄地出现在海滩，他把火升起来了，烤了饼和鱼，然后邀请他们过来吃。
There, Jesus appeared on the beach, prepared a fire and cooked the fish for them.
十五节说，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
When they finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
Yes, Lord, he said, you know I love you.
耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
Jesus said, feed my lamb.
注意十六节，耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
Verse 16, again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep.
我现在要问第三句话，第十七节。
I want to ask you the third time.
你们注意，耶稣怎么称彼得的名字
？Ask how Jesus addressed Peter.
第三句对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗
？”The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说“你爱我吗”，就有所对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”
Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.
耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
Jesus said, feed my sheep.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们现在来看，怎么样叫做不计算人的恶。
Dear brothers and sisters, I want to see what does it mean to keep no record of wrong.
在这里，我是耶稣得罪了彼得，还是彼得得罪了耶稣？
Peter offended Jesus or Jesus offended Peter?
如果我们要说要计算彼得的恶的话，彼得这个人今天有没有什么前途了？
You want to keep record wrong? Is there a future for Peter?
他三次不认主哎。
Three times he denied Jesus.
他是耶稣最喜欢的十二个门徒里面还特别里面的一个小圈子，其中的第三个门徒。
He is one of the inner circle of Jesus' disciples.
而且他又是这三个人里面的最受耶稣重视的。
He is somebody who is very much loved by Jesus.
他失败了。
He failed.
你注意到耶稣他知道他能够体会我们的感觉。
Jesus cared for his feeling.
很多的时候我们自己都不能原谅自己。
Very often we cannot forgive ourselves.
当彼得听到基三次叫的时候，彼得做了一件什么事
？After he heard the crow three times.
圣经说彼得就出去跑步。
Peter went outside and wept.
可是耶稣没有忘记他，耶稣知道。所以当耶稣向那些妇女们从坟墓中复活显现的时候，他告诉妇女们说：“你回去后告诉我，你们我的兄弟我彼得我复活。”
After that, Jesus did not forget Peter. He reminded the woman that go and tell Peter also after resurrection.
那在这里我们看到耶稣又一次他预备一个温暖的环境要来挽回彼得。
We see that God provide a warm environment to restore Peter.
他点了火，他预备了早餐，邀请彼得来吃。
He set the fire, he prepared the breakfast for Peter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们都是用这些来想到我们怎么来服侍我们周围的人。
We should think of this as we serve people around us.
有人得罪了你，尤其是你最亲爱的，对他你的孩子，甚至你的配偶得罪了你，你怎么做呢？
We should think about this when especially people we care for our children, our spouse when they offend us.
教会里面的同工多年来一起服侍的同工，他得罪了你，他做错了，你怎么样预备一个环境来挽回他呢？
How do you prepare the environment to restore your brother in church?
我想很多时候我们就是像我刚刚讲的，我在大会中我来用爱心说诚实话。
Very often we are just that we want to speak the truth, speak honestly the truth.
我们走得很猛啊，太猛了，我们完全没有顾到人的感觉。
We are very
straightforward without care for other people's feelings.
我们没有预备一个温暖的环境，让人的心能够慢慢来接纳我们要对他的爱。
We did not prepare a gentle environment in which they can be restored.
这是我们的问题。
This is our difficulty.
我们常常犯了这些问题。我们说，我对男朋友我已经原谅他了，为什么他还不理我？
He said, I forgive him so many times. Why is he still offending me?
我们要想想，可能我们原谅他，我们预备的一个环境不是那么的温暖。
Maybe the environment we restored is not very warm.
而且可能给人家第二次更深的伤害。
You might hurt him again.
那么在这里以外，你看耶稣又做了什么？
Besides what else did Jesus do?
我刚刚说过，他三次称呼彼得的名字。
Three times he called him Peter.
这个称呼说约翰的儿子西门。
And then he called him Simon, son of John.
他为什么不直接的叫做彼得？
Why don't he just say Peter?
或叫做基法？
哦哦，
基法。就是他当初他碰到这个彼得的时候，他说我要给你改名字，对不对？
He changed Peter's name.
他当初你去看在约翰福音的。第一章四十二节，那个时候他们第一次耶稣呼召这个约翰彼得的时候，
On the Gospel of John chapter one, we see Jesus called Peter the first time.
那里说耶稣看着他就说你是约翰的儿子西门。
Jesus said that you are Simon, son of John.
你要成为基法。
Now you're going to be called
基法是吧
？Rock。
刚刚讲的。基法翻出来就是彼得，
the translate to Peter。
所以我们看到，当耶稣这样称他约翰的儿子西门的时候，其实他在唤起彼得回想当初耶稣对他的期望。
When Jesus called Peter Simon, son of John, Jesus was reminding of their initial encounter.
约翰的儿子西门这个名字要被改成彼得。
Simon, son of John, will become Peter.
西门这个字在原来的意思有好像是芦苇的意思。
Simon means reed.
那现在他要给他改成叫做彼得基法，那个意思就是一个石头，一个。
Now the name Peter is rock.
这可能就提醒了彼得说，以前我的个性也是这样摇来摆去的，今天神对我的期望是要我做一个。坚定的人。
Before, when he was Simon, he was a man that changing frequently. Now he wants to be a, Jesus wants to become a rock.
所以我们看到，当耶稣他要回来挽回彼得的时候，他不但预备一个温暖的环境。
When Jesus comes to restore Peter, first he prepared a warm environment.
而且他要提醒我对你仍然有期望。
He also remind Peter, I have expectation from you.
他选择忘记他的过错。
He choose to forget his wrong.
所以他一直在这里问他说你还爱我吗？
That's why Jesus asked him, Do you love me?
如果说已经是对他失望的话，耶稣说你三次在基教以前已经不认我了，我还用问这个问题吗？
Yeah, Jesus already disappointed. He probably would not ask this question.
所以这里让彼得会想起来说，我曾经在众人面前说，就是众人。就是离开你，我必须和你同死，我也不能不认你。
Peter, remember he said that even everybody abandoned you, I will not abandon you.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看到什么叫不计算人的恶。
Now we see what does it mean to keep no record of wrong.
它是一个选择，我忘记你对我的过犯。
Really to choose to forget what you have offended me.
当我们一想起我们自己的失败的时候
，When we think about our own failure，
我不知道你有没有这感觉。你如果想起你曾经得罪过某个人是你的错，或你做错了某一件事情，你那个时候感觉是怎么样
？When you remember that you have wronged somebody， what do you feel？
而且你又没有机会再去跟他表示
，And then there's no chance to apologize。Regret，
灰心
，despair，
自责。
Self-accusation.
所以你看我们何等需要神的爱来原谅我。
That's why we really need God's love to forgive us.
我们何等需要自己也不要控告自己。
We also need to be escape from his self-accusation.
你知道，很多时候我们会说，哎，我愿意原谅你，可是我就是不能原谅我自己。
Very often we can say, I want to forgive you, but very often we have a hard time to forgive ourselves.
你知道，这都不是福音。
These are all not gospel.
真正的福音是完全把自己交给神。
A good news, the gospel is to really truly put ourselves in God's
hands. 神怎么说，我怎么相信。
I believe what God said.
神说，你只要认自己的罪，我是信实的，我是公义的，我必要赦免你一切的罪。
Jesus said, if you believe, I will forgive all your sins.
所以我们不但对别人我们要有耶稣基督的这个信心，我们对自己也不要一直活在定罪的里面。
Even as we want to forgive others as Jesus did, we want to forgive ourselves as Jesus has forgiven us.
我记得我听到一个事情。
I remember a story.
有一位我也认识的弟兄，他五十几岁，才五十出头一点，他有一天早上就被主接走。
I know somebody who is in the early 50s and he passed away around 50.
他早上起来，他太太早上起来先起来，看到他还睡着，还打呼噜呼噜呼噜，他太太就去准备早餐，等一下过来要叫他起床的时候，突然发现这个人已经没有声音了。
His wife wake up early and saw him still snoring, sleeping. But when she came back later, he already passed away.
你知道这一件事情，当然是弟兄姊妹知道了以后都很伤痛，很遗憾。
We were also in shock when we heard it.
可是其中有一位弟兄，在他的追思礼拜的时候，在分享了一件事情。
One of the brothers shared something on his funeral service, memorial service.
他说我跟这位弟兄，我们本来都是很好的同工。
He said, we were very good friends.
可是有一次因着教会的有一些事情，我们起了争执，我们意见不一样。
Because of disagreement in the church, we have an argument.
结果吵得很厉害的时候，到时候那个时候这一位死去的弟兄，他就决定说，那这样的，我们不要吵了，我换别的教会去。
He said, after that dispute, he said, in order to avoid trouble, I'm going to go to another church.
那也就好了，他到那边也不是了，这边也不是。可是这一个弟兄，他觉得你走你就走吧，那就我们就这样吧，你以后再说。
那我就说说话，我说 we go to we serve in the different church.
结果这个弟兄还没有跟人家打个招呼，他自己就走。
And now, he passed away.
所以这一位从来没有机会。再跟他说对不起，或者说再，他就觉得心里面总是一个东西摆在这里。
This brother who had no chance to apologize, he a deep regret.
所以他后来他告诉这个太太说，这个未亡人这个太太说。
So he told the wife, the widow, the person, the widow.
他跟他说，以后你们家里面的院子里面什么工东西都是我来做。
He said, whatever elbow you have, let me do it.
他想要尽他的那一份。
He wanted to make up.
弟兄姊妹，当然他有这样的爱心。
It's good that he want to make up his wrong.
我们也听了也很感动。
We were touched also.
可是如果没有你到神那里去支取那个他不计算人的恶的这个恩典的话，你是没有办法从自己的悔恨中出来。
If you did not receive that God's forgiveness or keep no record of wrong, you would not have peace.
你知道我们做传道人，常常辅导很多稀奇古怪的这些家庭问题。
You know, as a pastor, we encounter a lot of strange problems in the family.
有一次有一个差不多已经八十多岁的一个老人，他来探亲在看儿女，他突然跟我讲说，他想要受洗。
One time, there's an 80 years old visiting from China told me he wants to be baptized.
哇，我们都很高兴啊，因为他来了，还有只来三个月，那么才第一个月他就说要受洗的，我们就说啊，那我来跟你谈一谈到底是怎么回事。
So we were so happy, since he was only in the United States for one month, and then nearly 80 years old.
结果我那一天约他，因为住在我们家不远，我就约他到我们家的时候，没想到他走过来，他进了我们家，后面不到五分钟，他的太太飞进来。
So why did you invite him to my house? After he came, his wife was all right behind him.
我说很好啊，这两个人都受洗多好啊！你坐下来，我们讲讲。
I said, even better, two couple both baptized. Let's talk.
结果他太太说，金弟兄，我警告你，你如果给他受洗
，But the wife told me that I'm giving you a warning. If you baptize him,
我要在群众面前揭发他五十年前所犯的错。
I want to disclose all the things I have done in past 50 years.
这么痛苦，五十年，你现在八十岁，你还记得五十年前的事情？
He's 80 years old and she remembered things he did 50 years ago.
接下来的一个钟头，我就听他那里跟我讲他们的历史。
So for the next 1 hour, I hear the list of wrong that he did in the past 50 years.
He was 很可怕。
Something horrible.
我也不知道他讲的是不是完全百分之百的正确。
I don't know whether what she said is all true.
只是我看到这个先生坐在那里。他就偶然很有气无力的顶他，也就说不是这样，不是这样。
I always saw the husband sitting there and say that's not true.
好了，好了，这么严重，我就说那这样子吧，我们先分开谈，我先跟先生先谈谈他的信仰，再谈谈，然后我再约你谈谈，可以不可以？
He said, so I told him, no, I should talk to you separately. Let me talk to the husband first, and I'll talk to you.
后来接下来的两三个礼拜，我每个礼拜就约他有一次。礼拜一我比较空一点，你们走过来散步过来，我跟你们谈问题。
For the next 3 months, I talk to them every Monday. I talk about their problems.
结果，当然前面好像还有点进展。到了第一个月过几次以后，突然有一天早上他们不出现。
On the beginning, I thought there's some good progress, but after 1 month, they don't show up anymore.
我就打电话去问我说，怎么了？今天我们有约啊，怎么没来啊？
So I called them. I said, "What happened? Don't we have a meeting today?"
原来那个太太昨天晚上说受了伤，说不能走，脚上打石膏了。
The wife tripped and he was in cast.
我说到底怎么回事？
I said, "What happened to her?"
原来那一天昨天晚上他们。虽然孩子们也是让他们睡一个房间的、啊，那没办法，孩子你家里面也没那么多房间，你们虽然吵来吵去，你们夫妻嘛，还是给你们弄在一个房间。
Even though the couple was fighting, they stay in the same room.
那个太太晚上越想越生气，起来就开始拿枕头掐他的，打他的蛋，拿鞋子打他的头。
The wife was agitated when he remembered stuff, so she began to hit her. The husband with the pillow and the shoes.
他的丈夫毛毛乎乎里面居然就推了他一把。
So the husband pushed her away.
所以脚跌断。
Her leg was broken.
你这么可怕了，怎么结果？后来他们虽然住在他的女婿家里面，他的女婿说，我们搬出去，这一栋房子给你们打架，我们出去租房子。
They don't even get so bad. The children say, we're going to move out. You can stay in the house.
搞得很可怕，很多乱七八糟。我还要给他去买菜，给他帮他送到他冰箱里，因为他孩子不理他了，全部走了。
It gets so bad that I had to go and buy a grocery for them because nobody is helping them.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做计算人的恶到这种地步，你可以想象吗？
That is the example of keep record of wrong.
其实这个是我们罪人的本性，你今天不要讲说我不会这样。
This is exactly who we are.
因为你可能没有被人家伤到那么深。
You may not have been hurt by to that degree.
一次、两次、三次的背叛。
Maybe you got offended one or two or three times.
或者让你真的是觉得我怎么被冤枉成到这种地步。
You felt I was being wrong so much.
那你为什么就你们就干脆你四十年前你已经在领导去跟这个党里面的书记都讲过了，这个东西都书记说你们这个实在太痛苦了，你们就离了吧。
Maybe you should have 40 years ago talk to the party leader and get separate.
不离。
They want to stay together.
我就想跟他绑在一起，让他死的来，看他怎么死。
I want to make the other guy stop.
好可怕。
Very hard, terrible.
你今天回去要跟你的丈夫妻子说谢谢你，你没有把我弄成那个样子。
Then you're a spouse not treating you that much.
我跟你讲，真的是，如果你要计算你的恶的时候，你这个活着比地狱还苦。我告诉你
，When you keep breaking a wrong, you will be living in a hell.
这就是为什么神这么告诉我们说，我们如果我们还在计算人的恶的时候，这是一个非常不合神心意的事情。
That's why Jesus said, when you keep record of wrong, it is something that's not pleasing to him.
还不止这样，爱是不计算人的恶，还不只是这样消极的说我就算了算了，不要这样。
Not just say, okay, I forgive the passage, they go.
爱是不计算人的恶，还有正面的意义。
That also implies something active.
他不但原谅你，接受你。
Not only accept or forgive you.
耶稣跟彼得说，你喂养我的羊。
Jesus told Peter, you go feed my sheep.
Wow, 你原谅他也就算了。
You forgive him, is that enough?
你喂养我的小羊。
Peter asked him to go feed my sheep.
你牧养我的羊。
You restore my lamb.
你喂养我的羊。
You take care of my lamb.
三次。
Three times.
耶稣讲得很清楚，我就是要把这个我最心爱的，我来为他们舍命的，我要把这些羊交给你。
Jesus tell him, I come to die for these sheep, to restore them. Now you take care of them for me.
真正的你原谅他的话，不计算他，是你重新信任他。
To forget, truly forget is to trust him.
你有没有想到，这就是所谓的走第二里路？
That's what Bible say about the second mile.
你不但我消极的原谅他，我还要。我对你还是有绝对的信任，我把我最心爱的托给你。
Not only do I merely forgive you, I also actively entrust what's important to me to you.
你知道在圣经里面，我们一再看到神就是要这样的一个心情。
In the Bible, we see that the way that God's heart.
所有的你看到很多神的仆人，他们软弱灰心的，可是神仍然托付给他们。
That's why very often you see so many pastors who fail, yet God can use them.
旧约里面的先知有个叫以利亚的，你们还记得吗？有这个印象吗？
那个 prophet in the Old Testament called Elijah.
以利亚他曾经大有能力，他可以在山上能够跟850个先知假先知能够证明耶和华。
Elijah was once a powerful prophet. He encountered 800 prophets from Baal.
而且他敢对着那个当时最坏的亚王亚哈说，叫以色列人遭灾的不是我，是你。
And he also told King Ahab that you are the one that caused the suffering in the kingdom.
可是当这样的一个这大有能力的先知，当他征战完了以后。这个耶洗别就亚哈的太太说，这个皇后二皇后说，哎，我明天这个时候我一定要你的头。
But after he heard the queen told him that tomorrow this time I'm going to have your life，
他一下就跑了。
He was panicking. He began to run.
他跑到山上，跑了好远好远的地方，他躲在山洞里面，不吃不喝，睡觉。
Then he ran and hide in the cave, refusing to eat。
今天的心理医生可以告诉你，这是典型的重度的忧郁症。
This is a typical deep depression.
结果神怎么挽回他
？How did God restore him？
神让天使叫他起来，然后给他吃，给他喝，然后让他休息。
God sent an angel to feed him, get him rest.
然后他又重新托付他说：“我要给你新的任务，你要把。”去高哪几个人做
王 ？And then God gave you a new mission to anoint another king.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们就想到说，神的性情里面，他一再要挽回我们。
That's why we see in God's heart, He is constantly trying to restore us.
他不计算我们的恶。
He doesn't keep record of wrong.
他不轻易发怒。
He doesn't easily anger.
他会发怒的。如果我们得罪他，做的事情不对，他会生气的。
Very often we see God who get angry.
可是什么时候，当我们真实的悔改的时候，神就完全的接纳我们。
Every time we come with repenting heart, He restore us.
我们在这几点上面，我们要再来回想一件事情。
On these two points, I want to point out a couple other things.
就是我们可能对我们的配偶，尤其我现在讲夫妻，这是我们最容易犯的错。
I want to talk about our spouse because this is very often the trouble with it.
我们很多时候孩子犯错，我们都算了，原谅。
Somehow it seems to be easy to forgive our children.
可是我们对我们的丈夫或妻子，我们就是觉得说，因为我把我的全身心都给你了，你怎么能够做这样的事来得罪我？
We often have trouble with our spouses because we think that we trust you completely. How can you do that to me?
所以我们不愿意原谅。
That's why we refuse to forgive.
虽然我们还没有到达说就分开或者怎么样更差的，我们还是活在一起。
Even though we did not reach the stage of separation, we are still living together.
可是我们冷战。
There's a tall wall.
我们不讲话。
We don't talk to each other.
我前一阵子到到外地去服侍。
I was traveling to other church some time ago.
有一对夫妇。
I meet a couple.
十年到现在还在正在进行时不讲话。
We have been in the process of not talking for about 10 years.
孩子成为中间的传话了，哎，去告诉爸爸今天要不要回来吃饭，告诉妈妈今天爸爸说要做什么。
The children is just a messenger behind, taking message from one to the other.
十年。
That's for 10 years.
正在还在进行。
It's still ongoing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
启示录里面借着老约翰告诉以弗所教会说，你要想想，你为什么失去了起初的爱情。
In the Revelation, through the Apostle John, God reminds you to remember your initial love.
我们起初的爱情怎么不见了
？What happened to the initial love?
老约翰怎么写这个信呢
？What did Apostle John say?
他说：“然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱情离弃了。”
One thing I want to tell you, you have forgot your initial love.
所以应当回想你是在哪里堕落。
Remember where you fall,
并且要悔改。
And turn around,
行你当初所行。
Do what you used to do.
所以当我们在想说我怎么恢复我们起初的爱的时候。
When we think about how to restore that initial love,
不管你是教会里面的同工
whether you are a co-worker in the church,
你跟你的丈夫或妻子
with your husband or wife,
你跟你的父母或孩子
or with your parents and children,
同事们
or co-workers,
这里有两点
there are two points,
回想
I want you to think about,
想想看是怎么失去的
how do you lose that initial love?
今天我们说我没有我们实在没有时间沟通。
You might say we have no time to talk anymore.
真的吗
？Is that true?
回想一下
，Think about it.
事情太忙。
Are you getting so busy?
孩子的事情太多。
Children are keeping you very busy.
所以我们就不讲话了。
We have no time to talk anymore.
我们要去想。
Think about what happened.
到底问题在哪里
？Where are the source of problem？
这些都是表面的问题。对孩子很忙，孩子今天我要照应孩子，我弄完孩子，弄完家事，我已经累得半死，没有时间跟你讲了。
True, we are all very busy with the children.
哇，我公司里面太忙，我的事情太多，所以我已经够烦了。我在公司够啊，我回家里面我也不要讲话。
It's true, very often we get too tired in the office. We have no energy to talk.
好，真的是这样吗
？Is that true？
你要回想。
Think about it.
然后我们来再想的时候，第二个步骤说你要悔改。
Second step, you have to change, you have to repent.
你要转回来。
You have to turn around.
要遵行神的话。
You have to obey God's words.
弟兄姊妹，神已经给我们做了一个榜样。
他 already gave us examples.
你看耶稣，他预备了一个温暖的环境来挽回彼得。
Jesus provided a warm fire for Peter.
他唤起彼得对起初的记忆，神对他的期望。
Jesus reminds him, "Oh, what happened on the beginning?"
他选择饶恕，不记他的，不计算他的。
Jesus chose to forgive, to choose to keep no record of wrong.
耶稣更进一步的，他重新的把他的任务托付。
Even more, Jesus assigned him new task.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个真的是有一条路可以走。
This is the way that we should go.
你可能走不上去。
It might be something difficult for us to do.
我告诉你一件真理。
But I want to tell you one truth.
如果你靠你自己
，by your own strength，
走不上去。
You won't be able to do it.
保证走不上去。 That's almost guaranteed. 可是你如果选择说神啊，让你的生命在我里头。
But if you say God, let your life live out in me.
让你的生命活出来。
Let me live out your new life.
让我在很多的小事上面注意，我来回想，我来回转。
Let me through many small things, let me turn around.
让我试着预备一个好的环境，我来跟他有一点沟通。
Let me start a warm environment to restore him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神会使用我们这样的心。
God will use your heart.
会把我们曾经不能原谅人的这些事情，会替我们在他的爱里面。
God will resolve these that we cannot resolve ourselves.
有句话说 ，hurt people, hurt people. 英文说 ，hurt people, hurt people. 中文的意思就是说，你受伤的人，你就去伤害人。
Yeah, hurt people will hurt other people.
所以我们是受伤的人。
We are all people who are hurt.
我们必须要我们自己被医治过来。
We must receive healing.
我们才能够。去安慰同样的困难。
So that's why we can begin to comfort others.
最后我要再补上一点。
I want to add another point.
爱不是一个感觉。
Love is not a feeling.
或者我这样讲，爱不只是一个感觉。
Love is not merely feeling.
爱其中包括意志的选择。
Love involves the decision.
我选择不要爱。
I choose to love.
当我的感情没有的时候
，When my feeling is no longer there，
我们必须要用到我们的意志。我知道我要试着我来爱你。
We use our mind. We decide to love again.
弟兄姊妹，如果靠感觉的话，我们是非常不可靠。
If we are all depend on our feeling, there is no, we are so unreliable.
今天有月光，我们在烛光下吃饭，我们感觉就来了。
Under the moonlight or under the candlelight, we feel so different.
突然发现怎么搞了，又犯了一个错误，那么我们感觉通通走了。
And then the he goes again, and then all the feeling are gone.
最亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们可以靠着我们愿意仰望神，我们也能够不是只是靠感觉。
When we are willing to depend on God, not depending on feeling.
而且你要知道，你今天所原谅的，你所愿意挽回的这个人，他可能可以成为神的门徒。
You know, the one you are restoring, he can become the disciple of God.
他被原谅了以后，他可以在神的手里成为一个更好的一个人。
After he is forgiven, he will be better.
因为他被原谅过。他能够体会那些不被人原谅的人的感觉。
Through being forgiven, he will know, he can sympathize with those who need forgiven.
所以彼得就是这样的一个人。
And that is Peter.
他后来成为一个挽回那些世代的人。
He became a person, a pastor that restored other people all this time.
你看他被原谅了以后，他在五旬节的时候，在初期教会的时候，彼得是何等的感谢。
That's why he was such a changed person in the time of Pentecost.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天我们这个信息我要做一个总结。
I want to conclude by saying，
我一再讲的说是一个选择。
I keep saying it is a decision that we make。
你知道我们对人的态度本身就是一个选择。
You know our own attitude is a choice, a decision。
那我读一小段，这是用英文啊、的，让师弟兄啊、稍微读几句，然后我们来看看。
The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life.
他说我活得越长久的时候，我就越有经历的时候，我就体会到这个对人的态度对我的生活、生命有何等大的影响。
Attitude to me is more important than fact.
这个态度比那个事实重要的太多了。
It is more important than past, than education, than money, than circumstance, than failure, than success, than what other people think or say or do.
他说这个态度啊，我们的态度比这些，不管你的地位、你的成就、你的财产、你的名声， 比这些都重要。为什么呢？我补充一句，因为我们你会发现说，我如果我的态度不对，
if my attitude is wrong，
我今天要劝你一件事情，
I want to tell you something，
我的态度不对，
with a bad attitude wrong，
我讲的事情是百分之百的正确，
what I say was absolutely true，
你想那个接受的人他会接受吗？
Do you think the other person will accept？
所以基督徒的这个辅导人员告诉我们说，父母是告诉我们说，93%决定于你的态度，只有7%决定于你讲的100%的事实。
That's why a lot of Christian counselors say 93% is depend on your attitude, only 7% is on the fact.
所以当我们不计算人的恶，我们愿意不轻易发怒的时候，这是一个关键。
When we decide to keep no regular or wrong, when we decide not to be easy anger.
所以这里说到，这件事情比你的外貌、比你的恩赐、比你的技巧都重要。
It is more important than appearance, giftedness or skill.
而且我的态度可以决定我是不是把一个家、一个公司、一个教会把它拆毁掉。
Also, the attitude.It will make or break a company, a church, or a home.
而这个态度却是我可以选择的。
And that attitude is something I can choose to do.
是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
善念我们真的在神面前有一个谦卑的心。
Now we will all come humbly before God.
我们都知道我们不完全。
We all know we are imperfect.
我们不能够改变那个已经造成的事实。
We cannot change things that are already there.
可是我们可以。决定我们的态度。
We can choose our attitude.
你知道那个发明家，大发明家爱迪生，当人家问他说，你做实验的发明电灯，你已经失败了1000次。
You know the people ask you, Edison, you have failed 1000 times in your invention.
爱迪生说没有关系，那个已经成的事实就是事实。
Edison say that's okay, those are past facts.
那表示说我已经去除掉1000种不对的方法，我现在就继续往前走。
Is that I eliminated 1000 wrong choice?
这叫做态度。
This is the attitude.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们越来越清楚的知道，我们的生活里面只有10%是决定于那些事实，而90%。是我怎么对那些事实的反应。
That's why 10% of the thing are depend on the fact. 90% is on how I react to it.
但愿今天我们从神的话里面，我们能够来反省我们自己。
Hopefully through God's word we can review our life.
让我们从失败中站起来。
Through our failure we stand up again.
我们继续往前走。
We can keep going.
希望我们低头，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
但是我们把这些话语交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we put all these words in your hand.
我们求你使用这些话。
Use these words.
让弟兄姊妹回想的时候能够应用在自己的生活里面。
As we remind of them, we apply them to our life.
特别改变我们的态度。
Change our attitude.
改变我们的思想模式。
Change our thought pattern.
让我们不怕失败。
That will not be a failure.
我们也能够接受别人的失败。
We can also accept the failure of others.
我们求主你把你的生命放在这个教会里头。
Lord, put your new life in this church.
把你的生命摆在我们的家里。
Put your life, new life in our family.
更重要的，你的生命在我们的心中来流出来。
Your life will live out in everyone of our life.
我们这样祷告，奉主的名求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.